You're listening to Trek FM.
This episode of To The Journey is brought to you by Audible.com. Offering more than 150,000 titles for your tablet, smartphone, and desktop. Support the show and get a free audiobook of your choice by visiting audibletrial.com/trekfm.
Hi, this is Garrett Wong. I played Ensign Harry Kim on Voyager, and you're listening to Trek FM.
This is another episode of To The Journey.
To the journey!
As you can tell, this is not your typical episode of TTJ because we have many other voices with us. So I'm sorry if you were looking forward to our commentary of Message in a Bottle. We're going to hold that over until next week because this is a very special episode of TTJ. It is the Bridgemates rematch with the Earl Grey cast. We have with us Philip Gilfist, Daniel Prue, and Darren Moser. How are you guys?
Ready to win, I think, is what is the right answer.
So many buttons.
Oh, yeah? Well, we'll see about that. And not only do I have the folks from Earl Grey with me, I have, of course, with me, as he is every week, Tristan Riddell.
Hello. I am so glad we're doing this. I had such a blast last time when we were on Earl Grey. And the moment that we finished the episode, We all looked at each other and we're like, we need to do this again, but we need to do it Voyager style. And that's what we're doing today.
That's right. Team Lizard Babies is going to face off once again against Team Free Enterprise. This is the Voyager style version. Who's going to come out victorious? We don't know. We're going to find out now when we turn the show over to our game show host, Mr. Philip Gilfist. That way, Tristan and I can stay on one team, and then Daniel and Darren are going to remain on Team Free Enterprise. Philip, we now turn the show over to you.
Computer, activate Paris Holodeck Program 47 Omega. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the To The Journey episode of Bridgemates, Delta Quadrant Expansion Pack, the hottest new Star Trek Voyager-based game being played around the galaxy. It's based on the number one Trek.fm game, Bridgemates, the original TNG edition. As always, it's being played with two-person teams, like Kim and Paris, Chakotay and B'Elanna, and Seven and Naomi. Everyone forms friendships when spending 75 years on a voyage home. Bridgemates is a game that asks, how well do you know your fellow officer after years of seeing the captain come on duty with a different hairstyle? On Bridgemates team number one, we have our favorite co-host for all things Voyager, your TTJ duo of Charlene and Tristan. Char and Tristan, how does it feel to be the network's reigning Bridgemates champions? And more importantly, are you keeping the Lizard Babies team name?
Well, I think we already determined, yes, we are keeping the team Lizard Babies name. I mean, it's done us in good stead thus far. Let's stick with the good thing. And not to rub it in or anything, but it feels pretty darn good to be the reigning champs.
And hopefully we'll be able to defend our title successfully tonight.
Right.
All right. On Bridgemates team number two, we have, of course, my Star Trek The Next Generation duo from Earl Grey, Daniel and Darren. So how was y'all's trip to the Delta Quadrant, and are you keeping the defeated name of Free Enterprise?
I was thinking we would be Free Enterprise A, and we'll just keep adding letters every time it doesn't work out.
This is like the Nexus. We fail the first time, we just get to go back and start all over. So that's what it is.
Daniel, we should have gone back before the last episode, and then we could have just known all our answers. But yeah, I'm feeling the pressure trying to make a comeback here. You know.
And I assume you all will be returning to the Alpha Quadrant by the end of this day.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's really easy. I mean,
yeah.
If a shuttlecraft
can do it, yeah, we can do it too.
Meanwhile, we're still stuck out here.
We're actually transmitting from a small Ferengi pod, and we'll just leave right at the end. We got time. We totally got time. This is going to take, what, 30 minutes? Yeah, no problem. I am not worried at all about that wormhole closing and shifting into another quadrant.
All right. Well, we've met our contestants. Let's begin. Bridgemates. All right, round one. Round one consists of breaking up our pairs by asking their co-hosts Star Trek Voyager-based questions about their missing crewmate. First, I'll ask Tristan and Darren to go to the shuttle bay to conduct an inventory of the ship's extremely limited photon torpedo supply, while we ask Charlene and Daniel some questions. Each question is worth 5 points. I'll write down their answers and then ask their co-hosts the same questions when they return. We'll then see which bridgemates can match each other's answers. All right, Daniel, we'll start with you. All right, question one. Now remember, you're trying to answer how Darren would answer. So, Daniel, question number one. Which Voyager character would your co-host say best represents them? So which character, Voyager character, would Darren say best represents him?
So this is like Inception at this point. I'm trying to pick what he would pick, what I would pick, essentially, right? That's what you're trying to say. Which does he think I would say is the best Voyager character that represents me? Oh, well, I mean, the Doctor, because he's just the best at everything, right? So that I'm going to go with the Doctor. Yeah.
Okay. All right, sure. Same thing with you. Again, you're trying to answer how Tristan will answer. But which Voyager character would your co-host Tristan say best represents him?
I'm going to have to go for Flyboy, Tommy Paris.
Okay.
He's got a thing for kind of, you know, the Rikers, the Duwalls. Beard or no beard, it doesn't really matter when Tom Paris is concerned, because he gets B'Elanna, and I think really that on its own is enough.
I was about to say, was this pre or post B'Elanna marriage?
You know, I would go for post. You know, he's a happily married guy and he would enjoy a stable relationship.
Okay. All right, Daniel, back to you again. Which name of the Doctor does your co-host prefer? And this is multiple choice. So is it A, Joe, B, Schweitzer, C, Schmullis, or D, Kenneth?
What kind of, I mean, like, how do I answer this question? This is so crazy. All right, I'm going to go with B.
B, Schweitzer?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, Data was not an option. All right.
No.
Data is not an option, I don't think, for any of these questions, is it?
All right, well, you'll find out. Char, again, which name of the Doctor does your co-host prefer? A, Joe, B, Schweitzer, C, Schmollis, or D, Kenneth?
I'm going to just completely float out a guess here because I have no idea at all. This is actually something where we don't have an advantage because we've not discussed it on the show. So I'm going to go with Schmollis.
All right, question three, Daniel. Your co-host goes to the mess hall after a long day of podcasting. What do they order? Multiple choice. A, coffee, black. B, plain hot tomato soup. C, plomeek soup. Or D, Neelix's special of the day.
Well, I don't even have to think about this. Darren is a plain plomeek soup kind of guy, and if he picked anything else, he's wrong.
All right. How very logical. All right, Char, your co-host goes to the mess hall after a long day of podcasting. What does he order? A, coffee, black. B, plain hot tomato soup. C, plomeek soup. Or D, Neelix's special of the day.
Well, as much as he likes Neelix, I don't think he would want to take chances with Neelix's special of the day. It's probably too late to do some coffee, and so I'm going to go with B, the hot, plain tomato soup.
Daniel, question four. How would your co-host complete the sentence? Whenever something goes wrong in our podcast, my co-host can be a real fill-in-the-blank, and it's multiple choice. So how would Darren say this? Whenever something goes wrong in our podcast, my co-host can be a real A, first Maj, B, Borg Queen, C, Q2, or D, Dr. Chaotica.
Wow, that's tough. Philip, these questions are killing me. I don't even remember what I answered. I'm gonna go with the Q one. That's what I'm gonna go with.
I will not confirm or deny whether Daniel has ever made anyone naked on our podcast. All right, Char.
Some things are just better left for the other side of the room.
That's true.
Char, how would your co-host complete this sentence? Whenever something goes wrong in our podcast, my co-host Char can be a real A, first Maj, B, Borg Queen, C, Q2, or D, Dr. Chaotica.
Man, I'm really 50-50 on this. It's either Borg Queen or Dr. Chaotica. And I'm not sure which one to go with.
I mean, it's a pretty black or white answer.
Or green. Black or white or green, right?
That's true, yeah. Well, seeing as how green is my favorite color, I'll go with Borg Queen, pure guess.
Now, do you think he considers you more of a Susanna Thomas or an Alice Creech?
I hope it's more of the Alice Krieger.
Okay. All right, so question 5. Daniel, back to you. Excluding Janeway, of the main Voyager characters, and for someone who doesn't do a Voyager podcast, I'll remind you, that's Chakotay, Tuvok, Paris, Kim, B'Elanna, Dr. Kes, and Seven. So, excluding Janeway, of the main Voyager characters, which would your co-host say you are most like?
I hope he doesn't pick Chakotay, because then am I boring?
But you have a tattoo.
I do. That's true.
I won't ask how big it is.
I picked the Doctor for the first question. I'm going to pick Paris for this one.
All right, Char, excluding Janeway, of the main Voyager characters, which would your co-host say you are most like?
And you can't pick Janeway, really?
It's as if I knew I'd be asking you this question.
I'm probably going to go with the Doctor because he's the biggest smartass.
All right, and Darren and Tristan have returned. So, of course, we will ask them the same questions and see if they can match their bridge mates' answers. A reminder that each question is worth 5 points, and I will state the score at the end of this first round. All right, Darren, the first question goes to you for Free Enterprise. Which Voyager character would you say best represents you?
I am going to say the Doctor.
And that is exactly what Daniel said, the first score, 5 points to Free Enterprise.
On the board.
Our comeback tour begins now.
100% okay. Right now. Let's
so,
just keep
so that's
this-
it, right? We're done. Let's play that credit music and...
All right. Unfortunately, that was only the teaser. All right, so Tristan, which Voyager character would you say best represents you?
Well, I don't have a troubled past. I have a very, very simple past. I'm a simple man. But if I was born in another life, I would consider myself quite the flyboy. So I would say Paris.
And that is 5 points for Team Lizard Babies.
Did you mean Laredo?
All right, Darren, which name of the Doctor do you prefer? And this is multiple choice.
Oh, thank God.
Is it
like I don't remember? I don't remember what names he gave himself.
So A, Joe, B, Schweitzer, C, Schmullis, or D, Kenneth.
Joe Schweitzer something and
Schmullis.
I don't remember answering this question.
I think I said
I don't
that.
Remember answering half.
No, that's at the last, latter part is the ones we pre-answered. These are on the spot.
All right, your stalling is cute, Darren. What is your answer?
Joe. I'll go with Joe.
Okay, it took you that long to think of Joe?
It did. It did.
Because that is incorrect. Daniel said Schweitzer.
Schweitzer. I don't want to sound like a swear word in German.
Well, that's why we have Chardy with the next one. Tristan, which name of the Doctor do you prefer? A, Joe, B, Schweitzer, D, Schmullis, or D, Kenneth?
I don't like a single one, but I think I'll have to go with Schweitzer because it has the most meaning.
Yeah, it doesn't have meaning for you because she chose Schmullis, so 0 points.
Total shot in the dark, dude.
That's all right. That's a hard one. That's
cool. I prefer cool. Zimmerman.
All right, question 3, Darren. You go to the mess hall after a long day of podcasting. What do you order? Multiple choice. A, coffee, black. B, plain, hot tomato soup. C, Plomeek soup. Or D, Neelix's special of the day.
I'm going to give some props to my boy Neelix. Let's try his special of the day. Let's see what he's got.
Well, you probably would enjoy it, but Daniel does not. Like most of the crew, he picked C, Plomeek soup.
I can't even spell that.
Okay. All right.
Well, it's not alphabet soup.
Hey-o! There's just so many consonants in Plomeek's.
All right, Tristan, you go to the mess hall after a long day of podcasting. What do you order? A, coffee black, B, plain hot tomato soup, C, plomeek soup, or D, Neelix's special of the day?
Well, if I was answering for Char, I would say coffee, but I'm not answering for Char, and hopefully Char knows me well enough that I only drink coffee in the morning and it's not black, and I love grilled cheese and tomato soup, so I'm going to go with tomato soup.
And you will also get 5 points to eat with that, because you are correct.
Yes, I feel like
they did a podcast on this.
But we really didn't. No, we haven't.
Well, we
Maybe
know
we should.
They didn't do a podcast.
But we
the
do a
name.
Podcast on grilled cheese on the side.
Darren, how do you not know how much I like plomeek soup? My goodness.
But it doesn't matter if you like plomeek soup. It's do I like plomeek soup? Again, do you forget how to play this? Yeah, you're not. Yeah.
All right.
It's all right.
So, Darren, how would you complete the sentence? Whenever something goes wrong in our podcast, my co-host can be a real, multiple choice, A, first Maj, B, Borg Queen, C, Q2, or D, Dr. Chaotica.
When our podcast goes wrong, Daniel can be a real Dr. Chaotica.
Okay, that's news to him. He said C, Q2.
That's my other one.
Tristan, how would you complete the sentence? Whenever something goes wrong in our podcast, my co-host Char can be a real A, first Maj, B, Borg Queen, C, Q2, or D, Dr. Chaotica.
Well, she hates the Maj, like she hates Kulla. She would much rather be the bride of Chaotica than Chaotica. And so I would have to say Borg Queen, because Char just has that air about her of superiority sometimes.
And that hive mind works for 5 points.
Score.
Nailed it.
All right.
Now, Philip, are you going to ask the bonus question?
Oh.
For no points.
Oh, yeah. Is Char the Susanna Thompson or the Alice Kriege of Four Queens?
Man. I already answered Alice Kriege.
Oh, okay. There you go. Question number 5, Darren. Excluding Janeway, of the main Voyager characters, Chakotay, Tuvok, Paris, Kim, B'Elanna, Dr. Kes, or Seven, which would you say you are most like?
Well, that's not hard, because I don't think I'd say I was like most like Janeway, so that that makes it easier. I would say I am most like... I'm going to go with Doctor.
We got Paris instead. All right.
You will not always have Paris.
No, I won't. I won't.
All right. Excluding Janeway, of the main Voyager characters, which would you say Char is most like, Tristan?
Excluding Janeway?
Yes. It's as if I knew I would ask you this question.
She said the same exact thing. That's so funny.
Yes, I did.
That's bull crap.
I agree.
You cannot reach me through the Pathfinder.
Oh, man. Excluding Janeway, so main characters, she's not going to like my answer, so I can't give that one.
Wait a minute, what?
No, I'm in the water here, I'm drowning, I have no clue. Shot in the dark, B'Elanna, because she's fiery.
She said the Doctor, so we will fire that for a zero score.
He's the biggest smartass, that's why.
Yeah, he's got the sass. I don't like that question. I'm giving us 5 points anyway.
No, hang on.
This is my show.
So at the end of the round, it is Team Free Enterprise 5, Team Lizard Babies 15.
Not insurmountable.
No.
We've got this. It's fine.
We can do it.
Yep. Okay. This is a bridge mates where the points don't matter. Like, wait, isn't that the thing?
When do we do the props part? That's my favorite.
All right, round two.
No props.
Round two consists of breaking up our pairs one more time. I'll ask Charlene and Daniel to visit the Q Continuum and take turns being the Scarecrow, while we ask Tristan and Darren some questions. Each question is again worth 5 points. I'll write down their answers, and then their co-hosts will return, and we'll see which bridgemates can match the answers. Tristan, we'll start with you this round. Question 1. Which holodeck program would your co-host spend most of her time in? Multiple choice. A. Fairhaven. B. Photons Be Free. C. Leonardo da Vinci's Workshop. or D, the Paxal Resort, a.k.a. Baywatch in space?
Well, she would never say Fairhaven because that would give me too much pleasure, and she's a big Doctor fan, and so I'd have to say Photons Be Free.
That answer is not at all pleasurable. All right. Darren, which holodeck program would your co-host spend most of his time in? A, Fairhaven, B, Photons Be Free, C, Leonardo da Vinci's Workshop, or D, the Paxal Resort, a.k.a. Baywatch in space?
Well, let's see. I know it's not Fairhaven because Daniel hates all episodes with Fairhaven with the burning passion of a Class G star. And it's not Da Vinci, so it comes down to that the Sunsize Resort or Photons Be Free, which is basically just that's the Maquis scenario, right?
No.
Oh, no, that's not the Maquis. That's the...
You would feel the weight of this holo novel on your back.
I'm going to go with the resort because if I learned anything from Last Bridge Mates, it's if you could just have... That's basically holographic Ryza, which we learned is right up Daniel's alley. So I'm going to go with that.
Okay. Tristan, question two. The Doctor's program is accidentally placed in the recycle bin on the Elkar's desktop. Excluding Kes, of all the main characters, who would your co-host prefer to be treated by?
Oh man, that's a good question because we always made fun of how they use Paris in a medical capacity because he took like, you know, biology or something like that. But I don't know. I like B'Elanna probably has the hands of a sailor, and Harry as you know, like failed making another doc. So I'm gonna say it's Be Funny just to say Paris.
Paris. Okay, well, we'll always remember that one. All right, Darren. The Doctor's program is accidentally placed in the recycle bin on the Elkar's desktop. Excluding Kes, of all the main characters, who would your co-host prefer to be treated by?
I think Daniel would like to be treated by 7 of 9. I think she has...
skills?
Yeah, I think she does.
All right, question 3, Tristan. What is your co-host's favorite Janeway line? And this is multiple choice. Is it A, time's up, B, do it, C, there's coffee in that nebula, or D, we're Starfleet officers, weird is part of the job?
I felt a little Richard O'Brien Rocky Horror voice in there.
Time is fleeting. Madness takes its toll.
You know, I like all of those. Man, you picked perfect multiple choice questions, like, because all of those could be right. Every single one of them could be the correct answer. But I'm going to go with time's up because she loves saying it for me, and I make her do it a lot on the show.
Awesome. All right, Darren, to you. What is your co-host's favorite Janeway line? Is it A, time's up, B, do it, C, there's coffee in that nebula, or D, we're Starfleet officers, weird is part of the job?
I'm going to go with D, weird is part of the job, because I think that would tickle Daniel's fancy.
All right, then that's what we're all about doing. Question 4, Tristan. How would your co-host finish this sentence? If I'm really honest with myself, choosing between Starfleet and the Maquis, the crew I would be on during the beginning of Caretaker would be...
I'd say Starfleet, because I think it's very much Char's dream to wear that uniform and wrap that bun.
I'm gonna put my head back and forth. All right, question number 4 for Darren. How would your co-host finish the sentence? If I'm really honest with myself, choosing between Starfleet and the Maquis, the crew I would be on during the beginning of Caretaker would be...
I think he'd go with the Maquis. I think Daniel's a traitor through and through.
Is he a... do you consider him more of a freedom fighter or a terrorist?
Tomato, tomato, you know.
All right, question 5, Tristan. Your co-host is told by an irritated Captain Janeway that ship's discipline needs to improve, so you are authorized to punish one main Voyager crew member. Who do they choose to demote and confine in the brig for 30 days?
I wouldn't want to do it to Paris because he's already been through that. I wouldn't want to do it to Harry because that's just mean.
Your crewman, like Kim.
Crewman Kim. That's just Kim. Like kicking a puppy.
An unenlisted man. Like, please fill out your application again.
I think she would say Tuvok because she doesn't like him that much.
I won't ask which rank he would go down since he had four of them during the show.
I know, right? It's like the veritable O'Brien of Voyager.
All right, Darren. Your co-host Daniel is told by an irritated Captain Janeway that ship's discipline needs to improve, so you are authorized to punish one main Voyager crew member. Who do they choose to demote and confine in the brig for 30 days? Optional flogging.
So I think Daniel would want to demote... I think he'd demote Harry, even though he's already at the bottom of the barrel. I think I just don't think Daniel likes Harry, but we'll see. It's a tough choice, definitely.
I want someone to take Neelix's rank away. I mean, I don't even know that he has one, but anyway. Okay. All right, our crewmen have returned, and they seem to be wearing Civil War regalia. Anyway, let's see, Char.
And I'm shot.
Yeah, this first one is for you. Which holodeck program would you spend most of your time in? And this is multiple choice. A, Fairhaven. B, Photons Be Free. C, Leonardo da Vinci's Workshop. Or D, Paxal Resort, a.k.a. Baywatch in Space.
Okay, this is what I would spend my time in.
Yes.
You don't have my actual answer, which would be Sandrine's, but... I think of the choices given, I think I would go hang out with Da Vinci.
And that is 0 points because Tristan chose Photons Be Free. He wanted you to feel that weight and know what it's like.
I think I answered correctly.
No, because, you know, if I were role playing, I mean, Tom Paris, that mustache is just too much, man. I can't handle that.
All right, Daniel, which holodeck program would you spend most of your time in? A, Fairhaven. B, Photons Be Free. C, Leonardo da Vinci's Workshop. Or D, the Paxal Resort, a.k.a. Baywatch in Space.
Philip, I know you're very, very well aware. Fairhaven would be last on my list of... Oh, my God. Okay. But as a young bachelor, I'm going to go with Baywatch.
5 points to Free Yay! Enterprise.
That's right. Just spit it out, man.
I said it's basically the Rise of Holodeck program, which yeah, I know exactly. Daniel would choose.
I would bring a Horgon.
I learned from last time, Daniel. All
right.
I would bring a Horgon, and I would not even let Neelix see it. He would not even be around for that. He wouldn't be invited or anything like that. So.
He is the resident bar rodent. Okay, Char, question two. The Doctor's program is accidentally placed in the recycle bin on the Elkar's desktop. Excluding Kes, of all the main characters, who would you prefer to be treated by?
Well, I guess the only other real option that we've got left is the guy who had 2 semesters of biology, therefore he's qualified to be a field medic, and that would be Tom Paris.
All right, 5 points to the lizard babies.
Yay!
All right, Daniel, the Doctor's program is accidentally placed in the recycle bin on the Elkar's desktop. Excluding Kes, of all the main characters, who would you prefer to be treated by?
Yeah, I was actually initially going to agree with Char there, but who I would want to be treated by would be Seven. There's no doubt about that.
And you'll be treated with 5 points to Free Enterprise.
We're coming back, Daniel. We're coming back.
Well done.
You have no idea how right you are.
I don't know if Free Enterprise should be relying on Daniel's hormones so much. Question number three goes to Char.
Big walking hormone.
It's got us 2 for 2.
All right, Char, question number three. What is your favorite Janeway line? And this is multiple choice. Is it A, time's up? B, do it. C, there's coffee in that nebula. Or D, we're Starfleet officers. Weird is part of the job.
Oh, man. God, I love them all. I really do. But if I'm thinking what Tristan is thinking that I would be saying, it's got to be A, time's up.
Correct. That is 5 yes! points to the lizard babies.
I was so hoping we'd be able to find a way for you to do that this episode.
All right.
And I didn't even have to prompt you. Wish.
Yeah, I got my
yeah,
wish.
Yeah, Tristan, I got those $10. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Daniel, question number three. What is your favorite Janeway line? A, time's up. B, do it. C, there's coffee in that nebula. Or D, we're Starfleet officers. Weird is part of the job.
as not the biggest Janeway fan in the world, but as a big Star Trek fan, I hope this is enough. I'm going to pick D. That's what I'm going to go with.
And you're going to pick 5 points for Free Enterprise.
We are on a roll.
Darren knows me so much better than I know him.
Darren is so lucky with his guesses.
All right, question four to Char. How would you finish this sentence? If I'm really honest with myself, choosing between Starfleet and the Maquis, the crew I would be on during the beginning of Caretaker would be...
Starfleet.
All right, Starfleet, you get 5 points.
Oh, thank God.
I was going to say, I answered very quickly on that one. It kind of scared me.
There is a little rebellious side of me who would totally love the Maquis aspect of things, but... you know, I've not been exercising enough lately to fit in the leather pants the way I want to, so no, we gotta go Starfleet.
Daniel, question number four. How would you finish this sentence? If I'm really honest with myself, choosing between Starfleet and the Maquis, the crew I would be on during the beginning of Caretaker would be...
Well, I'm a blue shirt all the way, and there's no blue shirts in the Maquis, so I'm gonna go with Starfleet.
You will not go with 5 points, because you get zero. Darren, choose the Maquis for you.
All right.
I mean, look how they've treated your blue shirts, Daniel. Wouldn't you? You could have a whole ship of blue shirts in the Maquis.
All right.
Char, question number five. Remember, this is the last question for this round. You are told by an irritated Captain Janeway that ship's discipline needs to improve, so you are authorized to punish one main Voyager crew member. Who do you choose to demote and confine in the brig for 30 days?
Oh boy. The sadistic biatch in me wants to demote Harry and put him in there. So I'm going to go with that.
Oh, he picked Tuvok for you.
Why? Why Tuvok?
Because you don't like Tuvok.
Yeah, and I don't know. Harry is just such a good whipping boy, though.
Yeah, but then he would be bumped down to crewman.
Right, and then he would appreciate being an ensign.
He could be an acting ensign. Right?
That's totally a thing.
He would be forced to wear sweaters.
Sorry, dude.
All right, Daniel. You were told by an irritated Captain Janeway that ship's discipline needs to improve, so you are authorized to punish one main Voyager crew member. Who do you choose to demote and confine in the brig for 30 days?
I would say Harry Kim, actually, too. That's what I was leaning towards.
All right,
as well.
And because I cheated, you get 5 points, because that's exactly what Darren said. All right, after round two, you each got the same number of points, so it doesn't really change anything, because...
Yay, round two is a wash!
Round three. In round three, our final round, the questions are now worth 10 points each. Earlier, both teams were emailed questions that they answered individually. I've chosen my favorite answers, and we'll see if their co-host can match their bridge mate's answer. Every matched answer is again worth 10 points now. Okay, this first one is for Daniel and Tristan. Daniel, question number one. After a long duty shift on the USS Voyager, what recreation did your co-host say they would prefer? A. Listen to Ensign Kim practice on his clarinet. B. Go to one of the doctor's holophotography exhibits. C. Learn meditation practices from Tuvok. Or D. Play a character in Janeway's Gothic Hollow novel.
These are so terrible. These answers are so terrible. Why would anyone actively participate in any of these situations?
Right?
I'm sorry, Darren. I don't know. I pick B, the whatever, the picture one.
The whatever.
Well, you will also get 0 points because he chose play a character in Janeway's Gothic Holodeck.
Always choose the holodeck. You could just tweak it.
Now, Darren, will you need Daniel's assistance
putting
on that costume, or can you do that by yourself?
You need help with your corset, buddy?
Oh, God.
All right, Tristan.
I'm the little boy with my sister Beatrice.
All right, Tristan, after a long duty shift on the USS Voyager, what recreation did Char say she preferred? A, listen to Ensign Kim practice on his clarinet. B, go to one of the doctor's holophotography exhibits. C, learn meditation practices from Tuvok. Or D, play a character in Janeway's Gothic Hollow novel.
Well, we both hate the Gothic Hollow novel extremely.
What a goose.
I thought everybody did. So.
And but we both love the music that's in Voyager. And so I'm going to have to go with, even though I'm seeing Char's face and I got it wrong, I'm going to have to go with Harry's practice, because Echoes of the Void is pretty.
She preferred a little more serene choice of learning meditation practices from Tuvok.
Oh, I would not have guessed that in a million years. That would have been like
I didn't like any of the choices at all. And I just thought, well, meditation would be nice and serene. I would maybe need some ways to relax, and maybe that would be useful.
Have you ever meditated in your life, Char?
I do yoga.
Damn it, I didn't know that.
Now you do.
I feel like this is like Star Trek V. Like, you didn't know? You've been together
I
this
do
long.
Have yoga.
You don't have a brother.
This is just a form of therapy here on Trek.fm. All right. This one is for Char and Daniel. So, Char, question number two. Commander Chakotay guides you in having your first vision quest. What did Tristan say would end up being his spirit animal? Is it A, a frog, B, a rabbit, C, a blue jay, or D, a cricket?
You can't choose a bear. Oh, he seems like the bear type.
The bear.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go, for no reason whatsoever, just pure random, a blue jay.
That is incorrect. He picked B, a rabbit.
I have no idea why I picked that. No, I have no reason for why I picked that.
Then I feel very happy with my non-answer that was incorrect, because I didn't have a clue.
All right, Daniel, call upon the spirits of your ancestors. Question number two is, Commander Chakotay guides you in having your first vision quest. What did Darren say would end up being his spirit animal? A, a frog, B, a rabbit, C, a blue jay, or D, a cricket?
I am far from the bones of my people. I'm going to go with what I picked and also what they picked. I'm going to go with blue jay. That's just what I picked.
Well, so you should have gone with what Tristan picked, because the answer is B, a rabbit. All right. Again, we've proved once again we have the wrong co-host.
Akuchimoya, I don't care. That's what it means, translated.
All right. This next one is for Darren and Tristan. Question number three, Darren. In Tuvok's Insurrection Alpha holo program, which action did Daniel choose to take? A, join Chakotay's mutiny. B, stay loyal to Janeway. C, pretend to stay loyal to Janeway, but then join Chakotay. Or D, pretend to join the mutiny, then help out Janeway.
Well, as I now know, he's Starfleet through and through in his blue shirt brigade. So I'm going to go with B. He started off on Starfleet all the way.
We have to remember there's a fantasy. He chose pretend to stay loyal to Janeway and then join Chakotay.
But you didn't want to be a Maquis.
No. My loyalty is to Starfleet, not to Janeway. Come on.
All right, Tristan, in Tuvok's Insurrection Alpha holo program, which action did Char choose to take? A, join Chakotay's mutiny. B, stay loyal to Janeway. C, pretend to stay loyal to Janeway, then join Chakotay. Or D, pretend to join mutiny, then help out Janeway.
I think she chose the same thing as me, and that's join the mutiny, but then help out Janeway.
And then that's 10 points for Lizard Babies.
That is correct.
Yes.
All right.
Because I think that would be the most fun.
Not only that, but you know me. I love Captain Janeway. I could never really betray her.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
Question number four. This is for Char and Daniel. Char, which Voyager villain did Tristan think is the most threatening? Multiple choice. A, the Krenim. B, the Melon. C, the Vidians. Or D, the Hirogen.
I'm thinking that he's thinking the Hirogen.
And that is a good thinking. 10 points to Lizard Babies.
All right.
Daniel, which Voyager villain does Darren think is the most threatening? A, the Krenim. B, the Melon. C, the Vidians. Or D, the Hirogen.
Yeah, that's what I picked when I was thinking about this. I'm going to go with the Hirogen as well.
And that's 10 points for Free Enterprise. Hey. All right. Question number five. This is for Darren and Char. Darren, what did Daniel respond to this? What is your favorite hobby of the Doctor's? Multiple choice. A, holo photography. B, opera. C, daydreaming. Or D, writing holo novels.
I'm going to say that Daniel enjoys a good holo novel from the doctor.
He actually enjoys a good opera, apparently.
I don't even remember.
That's all right. That's really what the third round is. I don't remember.
Your conundrum excuses will not help you now, Daniel. All right, Char. How did Tristan answer? What is your favorite hobby of the doctor's? A, holo photography. B, opera. C, daydreaming. Or D, writing holo novels.
I'm going to have to go with the holo novels.
All right. Well, you'll also go with 10 points because that is correct.
All right.
That's right.
Question number 6 is for Char and Daniel. Char, how did Tristan answer this question? Who is your favorite or least hated Borg child? Multiple choice.
Oh, God.
A, the baby. B, the twins Azan and Rebbe. C, Icheb. Or D, Mazzotti.
Not E, none of the above. Okay. I'm thinking he's got to go with the Borg baby because I know he can't stand Icheb, and I know he doesn't really like any of them. The baby was probably the least harmful of them all because it disappeared after that one episode. We never saw it again, so I've got to go with the
baby. That's 10 points for Lizard Babies.
Yay.
All right, Daniel, how did Darren respond? Who is your favorite or least hated Borg child? A, the baby. B, the twins, Azan and Rebbe. C, Icheb. Or D, Mazzotti.
Darren has had a baby, personally. I know this for a fact.
Did he have it personally?
Well, I guess not. I mean, not personally.
He birthed it?
Not personally, but he...
I do not have access to a maturation chamber, if that's what
he
you mean.
He has a young child, so I'm going to go with the youngest of the Borg children, the young one.
They're called babies.
You mean the one that didn't survive?
And they're also called the wrong answer. He chose C, Icheb.
That's the one I would have picked, too. It's okay. We get bonus points for that, Darren. Don't worry
yep,
about it.
Yep. In my book, you're a winner, Daniel.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Question number 7. This is for Darren and Char. Darren, following their return to the Alpha Quadrant, which Voyager character did Daniel say he would most want to find out what happened to them?
I would say that Daniel really wants to know how 7 of 9 is doing.
He does. That's a perfect 10 points to Free Enterprise A.
Haha, perfect 10.
Always choose 7. Yeah. If Data's not available, you pick 7.
There you go.
We're on the same wavelength, you and I.
You should read Char and I's fan fiction where 7 of 9 hooks up with Data. It's quite intriguing.
Mm-hmm. They're both fully functional, huh? Okay, anyway, sorry.
Char, following the return to the Alpha Quadrant, which Voyager character did Tristan say he most wanted to find out what happened to them?
I definitely think he'd be wanting to keep tabs on his homegirl, B'Elanna.
He said Paris. For 0 points.
Well, since they're married, I mean, it's a 2-for-1 deal, right?
That was hard for me to answer because we actually did a show about how there would be a prequel, or like there would be a sequel starring Paris and B'Elanna, so I didn't know which one to answer.
Did Char listen to the show?
So you have to be like Earl Grey and combine their names into one word, and you just answer that word, like Torf or Triker.
Yeah.
Would it be PLT?
PLT.
PLT.
All right. Question number 8. This is for Char and Daniel. Char, what did Tristan respond to this question? Which is your favorite Borg ship? Multiple choice. A, cube. B, sphere. C, tactical cube. Or D, Borg Queen's vessel.
Hope you chose the same answer I did. And that would be the sphere.
He did for 10 points.
All
right. Nice.
All right. Daniel. How did Darren answer this? Which is your favorite Borg ship? A, cube, B, sphere, C, tactical cube, or D, the Borg Queen's vessel?
We're TNG fans all the way. It's got to be cube. It's got to be cube.
It's a type of a cube. It's the tactical cube. So that is 0 points.
It's the tactical cube. It's so BA. Look at it.
It's true. I almost picked that one.
It's got tactics all over the place.
I mean, imagine if they had sent a tactical cube in First Contact. It would be no contest.
Right. That was immediately my first question when I saw a tactical cube. I was like, why didn't they send that in all the other times that we saw?
That's like in Terminator where they keep sending like the 101 version that's Arnold. It's like, or you could send the awesome tactical cube.
Terminator Tactical Cube coming soon. Question number 9. This is for Darren and Tristan. Darren, how did Daniel answer this? Which Delta Quadrant species deserved more episodes? And this is multiple choice. A, Okampa. B, Voth. C, the Norcadians from the Tsukasi episode. Or D, the Borg.
I'm going to say the Borg.
You think Daniel didn't think there were enough Borg episodes in Voyager? The answer is A, Okampa.
Okampa.
These questions are so ridiculous. Anyways.
Wait, no, I want to hear Daniel's defense on why he wants more Okampa.
Yeah, I want to hear the defense too.
Yeah.
You guys have reamed us ruthlessly about how many Borg episodes there actually were in Voyager, and then that's the one that you pick that deserves more?
Yeah, come on.
No,
I didn't. That's not what he picked.
I didn't pick Okampa. That's exactly why I didn't pick it. I picked Okampa, and I think the Okampa are like as boring as the Bajorans. I don't want anything to do with any more episodes of them.
But you picked them.
Oh, before a small war starts out. Tristan, which Delta Quadrant species did Char say deserved more episodes? A, the Okampa. B, the Voth. C, the Norcadians. Or D, the Borg?
Not the Borg.
Okay, I'm writing not the Borg.
Crap. I mean, the two in the middle were just so nondescript, and they were better as one-offs, and so I'm going to have to go with Okampa.
Well, you should have gone with undescript because she chose B, the Voth.
I thought they had untapped potential.
Okay. I mean, I can't defend my answer.
It's okay.
Now I'm just hearing the Jurassic Park theme in space.
All right, question number 10. All right, this is for Tristan and Daniel, and this will be the final question. Q grants you the ability to be stationed on Voyager during one of their 7 seasons. Which season did Char pick?
5. It's her favorite season.
You said that's
Daily.
Season 3 was Char's answer.
What? Dude, we even podcast about this.
Who are you?
No. Okay, way back when we discussed like what kind of character we would want to be, like who we would want to be on the ship, and then like what time period we want to be on the ship. I chose season 3.
When? Like 2 years ago when we started the show?
It's episode five.
No. Okay, here's why I chose season 3. It is post Kazon, so you don't have to deal with their ugly asses. But it's before the Borg, so you don't have to deal with them constantly. It's that nice sweet spot in between where it's just strange new worlds.
I want you to say right now in front of our friends, okay, and in front of me and the Lord Almighty, what is your favorite season?
Okay, this isn't the favorite season.
I want you to tell me what your favorite season is.
Daniel and Darren, promise we won't ever be like this.
I haven't heard it yet.
I'm building the Delta Flyer over here real fast so we can get out of here.
I think this is the angriest I've ever seen, Tristan.
Oh, gosh.
And yet,
wow,
and yet,
I've really done it now.
Ears, and they still haven't heard the number. Okay. What's your favorite season?
It's not 5.
Yes, so Daniel, before the Kazon War breaks out here, Q grants you the ability.
I don't know. It's so freaking close between 4 and 5 and 3 and 2 that I
and 8 and 9.
Voyager season 8 is great.
I mean, I love the feature film.
Burn.
Awkward.
That hurts, man.
I'm sorry, Tristan.
Hang on. Guys, Janeway was a nemesis, so it's all right.
And she was promoted to admiral before Picard.
That's right.
Well, Picard got good advice from Kirk to not let that happen.
Okay, Daniel, the last question before the war breaks out. Q grants you the ability to be stationed on Voyager during one of their 7 seasons. Which season did Darren pick?
Okay. Honestly, I don't really know. Probably of all the series, Voyager is the one that I can differentiate the least between all the seasons. But I do know one thing, and this has kind of been a running theme for my answers.
I know all blondes look the same to you, Daniel, but you can actually...
No, but I can differentiate because this has been a running theme for my answers. 7 came on board in season 4, so I'm going to go with season 4.
Let's see, -6, because that was his answer. So, 0.
What?
No, just season 6 had a lot of cool stuff going on in it. I don't remember what all those things were because it's been a while since I've looked at my episode list.
All right, so with the final points, I can reveal them. But I asked each team to guess how many points their respective bridge mates duo would get. So I'll now have each team reveal their guesses before revealing their final score. The closest to their actual score will get an additional 10 points and perhaps advance to the bonus round. So, Earl Grey, you guessed for Free Enterprise A that you would get 75 points. Your actual score total at the end of Bridgemates Delta Quadrant Expansion Pack Edition was 40.
Ouch.
So you were 35 off, if I'm doing my math correct.
How many points did we get last time? It was like 80 or something.
Team Lizard Babies, you guessed 100 points.
I don't think we did.
That was me.
You actually got 80 points.
Wow, good job.
But you were 20 away, meaning you got 10 more points, giving you 90 points, making you once again, for twice in a row, the champions of Bridgemates on Trek.fm.
That's right. Two-time champs.
All right. Well, Team Free Enterprise reevaluates their friendship.
Hey, there's plenty of letters left in the alphabet.
I like the whole Free Enterprise A thing because whenever Philip said it, it sounded like we were doing Canadian Star Trek.
No, now we're known as Free Enterprise B. We've already moved on to our next iteration.
Coming Tuesday.
Those nacelles. All right. So, Tristan and Char, you advanced to the bonus round. Congratulations. All right, the bonus round is when the winning pair of Bridgemates, in this case Char and Tristan, have a lightning round showing off how well they know their co-host. I emailed 6 questions earlier to each team. I will take turns with each winning co-host. They will have 10 seconds to make their guess about their co-host's favorite Voyager thing under a specific category. Char, we'll start with you, then the next question to Tristan, and so on and so forth. If you have at least 3 correct at the end of the round, each co-host will receive a mystery bonus prize.
Ooh.
So, Char, your time starts when I answer the first question. All right, favorite episode from Tristan.
Twisted.
Correct. Tristan, favorite character of Char.
Janeway.
Correct. Char, favorite Delta Quadrant species of Tristan.
The Vidians.
8472, incorrect. Tristan, favorite bridge station of Char.
The Helm.
Correct. Char, favorite two-parter of Tristan.
Killing Game.
Correct. And, yeah. Tristan, for the last one, what was Char's favorite Voyager holodeck program?
It was Sandrine's.
It was Captain Proton. But nevertheless, you scored 4 out of 6.
Captain Proton is funner.
Oh, but you said it like 30 minutes ago that Sandrine's was your favorite.
I know. I'm sorry.
All right, you won the bonus round and the mystery bonus prize. Congratulations to the winning Bridgemates duo of Team Lizard Baby, your, of course, home host here on To the Journey, who are now, again, the reigning champions until next time. So I want to thank Charlene Schmidt, Tristan Riddell, Darren Moser, and Daniel Peru for playing Bridgemates. I'm Philip Gilfus, and remember, no matter who is sitting in the center chair, you'll always have your Bridgemates. To the Journey, back to you.
Oh, now let's give a big round of applause for Philip.
Yes.
Thank you so much for hosting. Philip, you did a fantastic job. You did a fantastic job on Earl Grey when you hosted, and you did a stellar job hosting here. Thank you so much for taking on the duties. It's a lot of extra work behind the scenes, and it's a lot of brow-sweating work while you're doing the scene. So thank you very much.
Yeah, thank you so much for doing that. That was a lot of fun. Thanks also, Darren and Daniel, for being game for the rematch.
Anytime.
Appreciate. We like to lose as much as possible.
We like to help you guys cement your friendship even more.
Yeah.
Or to divide it.
We're apparently, this is getting more heated with each time, and we'll see what happens in future rounds. So check out all of our shows. We're available on virtually every platform wherever you can get your podcasts, and none of them are possible without the help of our sponsor, so let's hear a little blip about that.
Our sponsor for the show is Audible.com. Audible is a great way for you to read all the books you've always wanted to, but never thought you had the time for.
Audible is the premier source for audiobooks with more than 150,000 titles to choose from, and new titles coming every week. From classics to current bestsellers, Audible has something for everyone. You'll be happy to hear that both Mosaic and Pathways are available from Audible. As a Trek.fm listener, you can get a free audiobook of your choice along with a 30-day trial to see just how great Audible is. Just go to audibletrial.com/trekfm and sign up today. Again, that's audibletrial.com/trekfm, and we thank you and Audible for supporting To the Journey and Trek.fm.
All right, before we go, we would like to let you know about a cool little thing called Patreon, and that helps keep the network running. What this is there are multiple levels of contribution, and it ranges from anything like $5 to a gazillion if you're really rich, which would be totally cool. And anyway, every little bit helps. It doesn't really matter how much you contribute because we appreciate all of our support. We especially want to thank the associate producers that we have on TTJ, Kenneth Tripp and Jamie Deuce. We thank you very much for supporting TTJ and the network. And if you haven't taken a look at Patreon, check this out. Go to patreon.com/trekfm and consider becoming a monthly subscriber yourself.
Where can we find you guys online? Darren, where can we find you?
You can find me on Twitter under username Dr. Sci-Fi. That's DrSciFi, or drsci-fi.com, where you can read about the joy of being a stormtrooper.
And Daniel.
They can find me on Twitter, and that is at OneUpDan. That's the number one, not the word.
And last but not least, Philip.
They can find me at Podcast Co-host Counseling. They can find me on Twitter. My handle there is NC Public Servant. That's NC for North Carolina.
Philip, I have to ask, as the therapist or the client?
It depends. Sometimes both, I'm assuming.
Depends which outfit.
Because I think
I'm
we're
wearing.
All going to be seeing each other there.
Yeah. I'll wear an outfit for each and every one of you differently.
All right, well, you can find me at The Insane Robin, and you can, of course, find me right here on To the Journey. You can also find me on my other podcast, my geek podcast, The Nerd Party, with my co-host, Matt Hansen.
You can also find me on the Twitter. My handle is OhTheProfanity. And next week, we are going to deliver on that commentary, are we not, Tristan?
We absolutely are, but you're going to have to wait until next week to hear it. So until then, this has been To the Journey.
To the Journey!